as we turn our thoughts towards Christmas, there's something that for many presents an obstacle that stops them from truly entering into the joy that this Christmas celebration should be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. For many years, I dreaded Christmas, I guess because it seemed to shine a light on the way I was leading my life, although I'm not sure that I could have expressed it quite like that back then. The best way of describing what I felt was a sense of unworthiness. Deep down, I strongly suspected it was all true, this thing about Jesus being the Son of God, being born in human form ultimately, to be nailed to a cross, to pay for all my sins, so that God would forgive me. But the way I was leading my life back then, I didn't want that spotlight shining on me. So my reaction to Christmas was a deep sense of unworthiness and of shame. I wonder how you felt about your life in the light of what Christmas is all about. As perhaps you ponder that, let me encourage you to allow these words to minister deep into your heart. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Christ died for us when we were unable to help ourselves. Hey, we were living against God, but at just the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it's for a good person. Okay, someone might be willing to die for an especially good person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and by this God showed us how much He loves us. That's definitely something to think about, because you know what? That's God's word, fresh for you today. And with all my heart, I believe that God wants to speak His truth, His comfort, His forgiveness into your heart. That's why I'd so love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.